All right. Well, hey everyone, it's Rob Schultz here, and on a Friday afternoon here in Los Angeles, it's cloudy and it's damp, but we're going to brighten things up today. I have a real treat for you right now. And some of you are going to be watching live, some of you are going to be watching on the replay or the recording. So I have a very special guest with me today named Jennifer Covington of jennifercovington.com. And Jennifer and I met in a coaching group that we're both a part of. And she is starting to show up on everyone's radar screen. She's up and coming. She has an incredible personality and an incredible commitment to helping you build a better life and helping you create a better business, and to bring both of those together. So, because so many of us, we try to build a great life and it sucks things away from our business, or we try to build a great business and it sucks things away from our life. And Jennifer's just figured out a way so that we don't have to do that anymore. So welcome, Jennifer. I'm really thrilled to be able to have you here with
Thank
us
you.
Today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm really excited to have you. So Jennifer is actually a life coach and a business strategist combined, and creative entrepreneur. To build a centered business, and this is what helps women entrepreneurs go idea income 90 days or less. So we're that's really cool. We'll be talking a little bit about, and generally going to be talking today about how to build a centered business. Right off the bat, I wanted to ask you this question.
Okay.
About what exactly is a soul-centered business? Why is it different from a regular business? And why is it the perfect match for so many entrepreneurs and women entrepreneurs out there who are kind of feeling disconnect between business and what they really, really care about?
Yeah, great question. And spoiler alert, you really gave it away in the intro. You totally nailed it. I was like, he's got it. No, it's great, because it is building that bridge just that you talked about, where we think that business is over here and our lives are over here. Mm-hmm. And I work with, healers and coaches and that kind of type of healing modality entrepreneur. So even more so, there's that want to make that bridge, because when there's a disconnect, it doesn't feel fulfilling. And so fulfillment is really a big word that comes up in my practice. And so it's, how do you take the time to spend time on your business? How do you make that fulfilling? How do you make it fun? How do you allow your business to feed you versus taking away and depleting you? All of those things. To me, that is what I call a soul-centered business, where it's coming from your heart and soul, and you're doing business with integrity, and it not only fills and feeds your client, but it also fills and feeds you, the business owner, the practitioner, et cetera, et cetera. So that's really what a soul-centered business is.
Awesome. So we're ending this kind of tug of war that always seems to happen between business and the life. So actually we build each other up.
Exactly.
So one of the things that you said you love to do when you work with people is to really infuse more fun and fulfillment and purpose into their businesses. So what is the number one way to do that? What is the number one way to infuse fun and fulfillment into your business?
Yes, well, what I have found from working with a ton of different entrepreneurs, and this is why it's good for beginners, and it's also good for people who have been in business for a while, even would deem themselves successful because they've made the money, but again, they don't feel fulfilled. The way to infuse that into your business is really to start with your vision, and the vision that pulls you, the vision that drives you, the vision that motivates you. You've heard people call this your why, getting in touch with your why, or getting in touch with why are you starting your business, or why are you in business? And again, people think it has to do with, making a ton of money, or maybe if you're super altruistic, you're like, my goal has to be to build schools in Africa, or otherwise I'm not being mission driven. But when you can get really honest about why, like truly why, and what is your vision for your business, that's going to be the thing that drives you every day. So even if you don't feel like getting on Facebook Live because you feel like you're having a crazy hair day, or, you know, you don't feel like opening an Instagram account because you're like, what's the point? But if you really connect with this higher vision, this bigger vision of why, that's what drives you on those days to do it. And so that could look like traveling more. That could look like buying mink coats for yourself. That can look like spending time with your kids. There's no judgment. But if you can get really honest about your vision and your why for your business, then that's going to drive you. When you do hit your six-figure mark, you will feel fulfilled. You won't feel empty, like, wow, I worked so hard to get here and now it doesn't matter. And it's also fun because you feel mission-led and purpose-driven. And so you're doing it for a reason. So it's not just rote activity. And I just find that when entrepreneurs connect with that, it becomes fun and fulfilling.
And, one of the words you said, which really struck me, this word you mentioned several times, was honesty. Why do you think these entrepreneurs deviate from that? Because when we start off, that's like the core of what even if we want to make money, that's what we want to do. We want to serve people, that we want to do. We want to be creative, that's what we want to do. And something happens between like the bowl and the mouth. You know, we're like eating, and there's a disconnect. What happened?
I think it's getting into like groups and getting into those circles, and you start shitting on yourself, basically, of, you know, like, oh, this is what this successful person did. Maybe I should be doing that. Or this is what my guru said, so I should be doing that. And you can quickly disconnect with your truth and your why. And you can definitely take clues from others for the path of success, but you still got to stay anchored to your truth and to your why, right? And so I can follow, you know, your marketing tips, you're brilliant, but what drives you isn't what drives me. So as long as I can stay connected to that and then implement your strategies, I'm good. But if I start saying, well, oh, Rob is really, you know, driven by XYZ, so that's what my why should be, that's where people start getting off course. And so that's where that dishonesty comes in.
So it's about staying connected and not about shutting advice, but putting all the advice at all the kind of the everything that's going, the groups that you're in, everything going on from training your take, and putting it through one filter. It's a great way to actually what we talk about next, because this other thing people really struggle. Actually had someone, a colleague who I was talking to, who's still going through that. And the problem is that there's, well, this person says I have to, and this person says I have that. But the idea of connect, and the we're talking about is niche. We'll really have a struggle seeing, you know, what that is. And you say actually a soul say to connect with your niche.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So again, the people who I work with are very, you know, I work with psychics and energy healers. So, and you know, cause you're the marketing expert, that you're like, you got to get this down. And so there's so much resistance. I'm sure you come up with this resistance, you know, with your clients, but people are so resistant to choosing a thing and deciding on a thing. So what I have found, and this is definitely the beginning stages, it's not necessarily the mastery of the niche, because you really do need to get clear on that. But I have a little formula that if you take your story plus your ideal client profile, you know, the kind of like their avatar, plus your movement, which again is really attached to your why, but your movement is like what you're all about, what's your driving force, what do you care about? If you do your story plus your ideal clients plus your movement, that will start to equal your niche will come out of that, because no one has your story. And you know, there's a way to craft your story that positions you where you're showing your credibility and your relatability and your vulnerability. So your well-crafted brand story. Plus, again, I help people get their ideal client profile down. But if you take that and then you attach your movement, which again is going to be very unique person to person, you will begin to craft, you know, your brand niche just from that, without all that resistance that sometimes people encounter. It comes out, it starts bubbling out of that. And then when you test that with a market, you get to pull out what the market responds to, and then that's what you put forth as your marketing efforts. So
it's like a synthesis, you said. So the three things are story.
Yeah.
Ideal client.
Yes.
And movement.
Yes.
And when you're able to infuse all those together, you get something that's really vibrant and connects and also brings in the clients that you want to work with.
Yeah, yeah. And it feels authentic to the person, the entrepreneur. And so they're able to put it forward. And it's kind of tricking the entrepreneur, because it's like your story's your story. So you're already unique there. And then I help people really get clear on their ideal client. And that's in that is matching the market with who you can best serve. And then again, your movement is what you care about automatically. It's what fires you up. It's what gets you giddy. It's what makes you mad, whatever. So you're going to automatically get juice from that. And so it kind of tricks people into being excited, being authentic, and then really talking to their market. And that's really helpful with landing their niche and starting to make money in their business as they get to really hone and craft that further.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that entrepreneurs especially struggle with one of those over the other two?
Yes, definitely. Part of the ideal client like circle is, again, matching the market with what it is you do. And so if you're saying I'm a Reiki healer, it's like, that's awesome, but not everybody knows what that is. But mm-hmm. if you say I heal back pain, everyone's like, yes, please. You know, and so it's a part of that is figuring out how to talk to the market. And I put that under the ideal client umbrella. And that's where I find the most rub is that piece, is being able to package your message in a way that resonates with the people who actually need you and will open up their wallets and pay you to solve their problem.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. So we're moving along here. We're getting, I hope all you guys are taking notes. I've had a couple ahas. And I wanted to pause because I know a lot of you are already connecting with what Jennifer's saying, have had some little light bulbs on in your head and are saying this is one like a lot of people all over are saying is I will follow her. So you're making available a free gift that enables people to do that. And I wanted to take a little pause so that those of you who are ready to go now and take advantage of that.
Awesome. So I have a freebie. It's at jennifercovington.com/freebie. And it's actually a training that gives you an overview of what I'm talking about today. And it's specifically about how to do this online, because I know, as you know, Rob, it's really important to be clear on your message when you're on the internet, basically. You know, when you meet someone in person, there's kind of this nuance that you can do, but you got to be really clear online. And so this training is really specific to how to do the things we're talking about today online. And, you know, how to set up your blog, your newsletter, how to create multiple streams of income. So even if you've already gotten started, there's a very simple way on how to do that. And then again, how to get clear on your ideal client, how to get your niche down, and how to put that out there online in an authentic way, you know, with integrity and with heart and with soul, of course.
So, awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So everyone, we're going to put that link below in the comments. So just click on that. But at jennifercovington.com/freebie, F-E-E-B-I-E, because some people will spell it B-Y,
and it's like, no,
find it there.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. So while people are hopping over and that up, there's a disconnect. One of the other discs out there on the market is people can money, but they have to work way to do it, or if they don't want to work that hard, don't make the money. So what is a way to actually work and make more for these soul focused entrepreneurs?
Yes, which again, yeah, the soul focus is what really gets it. But again, you know, I work with coaches and the healers, and so it's service-based. And so there is this this thing where we take our time and exchange it for money, basically, right? And so when you do that, you cap out with how many people you can serve at any given time. And so my strong belief that if you can organize your genius and your brilliance in a way that you have a curriculum or you have a methodology of how you work with people, then you're able to create more time in your schedule. You're able to get better results for your clients. And then that's how you're able to play with that leverage of time, and you're not reinventing the wheel all the time. It helps you speak to the market of what exactly you do, what results you get them, what steps you're going to take them through. So you've heard this called a system or whatever, but again, with my clients, you know, who do, you know, get certified in bot medicine, like bot flower medicine and herbalists and this kind of thing. What happens is when they're not making money, they keep getting more certifications. That happens with life coaches, health coaches, you know, that kind of thing. And what I find is that they get their modality confused with their methodology. And what they really need to get clear on is their methodology. How do you work with people? How do you communicate that? And so if you can do nothing else but just create a curriculum or just create a methodology on how you work with people, you're going to be able to then make that a workshop and make that a one-on-one coaching, you know, curriculum. And that's how you start being able to infuse more time in your schedule and work less, but then you'll make more because the market gets what you do and how you do it.
That's awesome. That distinction between the modality and the methodology.
Yeah.
And so just to be clear that the people you work with don't necessarily have to just be healers or clairvoyants or whatever. They people who love you know, helping people in business, but they're just looking for a different, not looking for I'm going to sell widget and I have to sell widgets this month so I can get some amount of dollars. People who bring their whole kind of to their business. So just want to make sure if there are people who are going, I'm not a
I consider myself a business coach and I work with other business coaches, but my methodology is going to be worlds apart different than another business coach, right? Or I work in the world of marketing and you work in the world of marketing, but our methodologies are totally different. And I would say you're the advanced class, but you know, like I would, if people wanted to dive deeper and get masterful with their marketing, I would give them to you. But if we're standing in front of a group, our methodologies speak to, well, where would that audience, where would they find themselves? Do they need to get started? Do they need a deep dive? Do they need to figure out how to make six figures off of a webinar? They need to know who's their teacher, you know, who is it? And your methodology, if you're able to say, these are the six ways, these are the six steps I walk you through, they're able to say, that's my teacher, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And I also think combining this a little bit with what you mentioned earlier, it also seems that combining the methodology with that movement, with what you actually represent, with what turns you on, just really focuses you like a laser beam and attracts people to you so people know that you're the one they need to work with.
Totally true. Totally true. Because then that just is also about vibe or what you're passionate about. You know, I do care if someone cares to build a school in Africa. I'm going to resonate with them more, no judgment, but I would resonate with that person as my teacher. Like, yes, I would love to learn, even though these are the three ways you market online. I want to hear that from someone that I resonate with their movement. So it's so true. And people sometimes get discouraged because there's so many teachers and mentors and coaches out there. But the good news with that is that you really get to pick who is a real fit for you. You know, there's someone out there for you who is speaking your language, who is teaching what you need to learn, and who fits your vibe. So it's really a positive thing.
Super, super. Yeah. So what is, personally for you, what is your favorite approach to marketing effectively? Because, you know, that's another thing that we all deal with, is there's so much out there.
Yes.
So what is kind of your signature? What is the thing that you really love to do when you work with people in marketing effectively?
Yes, definitely. So actually my training in marketing comes from Anheuser-Busch, which was remarkable training, I've got to say. It was amazing. That was my intro to marketing. And, you know, I still use what I learned, definitely. But again, you know, my people and part of my movement is soul-centered business and authenticity. So the way that I have found that people show up for, you know, to do marketing, because as you know, sometimes people are resistant to getting out there and actually marketing, which is a big part of business, is to choose, instead of saying, oh my gosh, Periscope's the latest thing and you got to be on Twitter. Instead, and this is kind of knowing like self-knowledge, but knowing what you're good at already, and then what platform that is native to, like, where is that, where can you show up powerfully there automatically? So then it's like a low barrier to entry, as they would say, where you're already doing it. It's already your strength. And you're going to show up authentically there because it's already part of you. And again, people get bogged down because they're like, there's so many platforms, there's so much social media, there's so da 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 da. But the positive is that you can find your home somewhere, you know, and I say pick two or three places where you can show up powerfully. So like, I clearly talk so much. And so, you know, I started a podcast and I do YouTube. And even though I don't always want to be on YouTube, but I know that that is where I should be, you know, versus I don't have a great eye for photography. So I'm on Instagram, but I don't use it as one of my marketing channels because it's not my land. You know, I'm not a visual brand. I'm a personality. So if you can show up and choose those things where you're automatically powerful. So like, I have a really shy client. She's brilliant and she's soft spoken. So her strategy is going to be blogging and guest blogging and doing like guests. She'll do a few guest features on podcasts. She doesn't want to be seen, but she doesn't. If you get her talking about her topic, she'll go on and on. So it's about picking those things where she can show up and in her power, and that makes her able to market herself. So
right. It's almost like stop being tactic driven and to allow a lot of this you're talking about, this move, this story, this drive to who you want to serve, that will almost naturally select your tactics for you.
Truly. Yep. Yeah.
But it's really powerful because few people make that mistake.
Yes. Yeah, because you get an email and it's like, if you want to be successful in this year, then you need to get on this platform. So it's really compelling, you know? And so people are like, well, email's dead. It's like, well, if you have a newsletter that you communicate with regularly, keep that up. You know, there's power in that too.
Awesome. So once again, Jennifer Covington, guest of jennifercovington.com. And I wanted to give you another chance to very generously offered a free gift. Everyone who's watching, regardless of whether you're live right now or watching on Facebook, who knows, 2 weeks from now. So to tell them a little more about that gift.
Okay, so it's jennifercovington.com/freebie, FREEBIE. And yeah, it's a training. I also created a workbook that goes with it. And it's an intensive training where we talk about how to show up online authentically, how to launch your business online. And it's covering, you know, what we talked about, how to get clear on your vision, how to get to develop your marketing message in a way that feels really good to you. And it also speaks to your clients so that are your potential ideal clients so that you can really start making money ASAP. And then how to price and package, you know, what you do. We talk about how to create multiple streams of income for yourself really easy, like at the turn of the dime, and just how to launch in an authentic way. And sometimes launching is just about reaching out to your warm market, because again, some people do well with that. And but it all boils down to packaging your strengths in a way that you can also be successful and make money doing what you do. So it's not about following rote tactics. It's about finding where your strengths lie and then packaging and monetizing that. You
awesome,
can do it.
Awesome. Also, hop on over to jennifercovington.com/freebie. And is there any last thought that you would like to put in people's minds as they walk away from our interview today?
Well, I just want people to know that, and we've talked about it the whole time, but that you absolutely can be successful and do business with heart, soul, and integrity. And it can be fun and it can be fulfilling. And so if you even make that shift of knowing you can do it, then start seeking how you can learn how to do that. And me and Rob are great ways to start. And my selfish, you know, drive is that that those are the business owners who I want to see being successful in the world, because that creates the world I want to live in. And so that's my drive.
Awesome. Jennifer, thank you so much for putting some time to talk to us and all the people out there. And again, on over to jennifervington.com /freebie. Link right down below the video, the Facebook comment. Jennifer, thanks. And I'm sure you will seeing and working with the people who are watching down the road.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Bye. All right. So take care, everyone. Have a awesome today's Friday. So have a rest of your Friday. An awesome weekend. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.